Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Lear in Longford.
My name is Rachel O'Callaghan. I really enjoyed the play King Lear, as you're always kept on your toes reading it. I like the way Shakespeare has created such in-depth characters that we get to analyse the more we read. The character of the Fool is really intriguing, as there are many reasons for the purpose of him. As well as guiding Lear, he is the one person who spells out to Lear what is happening as Lear is blinded by the lies. "I am a fool, thou art nothing," is a key quote of the Fool's, which shows that even though the Fool would not have been given a lot of respect in those times, he's saying that Lear is below that. There is another theory of the Fool being Lear's alter ego, and that he leaves abruptly during the play, as Lear begins to slowly lose his mind. This I find intriguing.
I'm Elizabeth McHugh, and I'm a Leaving Cert student in Santa Sabina, Sutton. Something that intrigues me about King Lear is the quote, "Eyes aren't the source of sight in the play, it is knowledge that leads to sight and further insight in King Lear," unquote. This is all seen through imagery and reference made to sight and blindness, and the timing of scenes in the King Lear from day to night. The darkness and daytime scene changes, symbolising a physical and mental blindness scene. The blindness imagery are key factors to both the main and subplot, where in both cases a father is blinded by their child. Although it is at a later stage in the subplot, Gloucester must lose his sight after being blinded to gain insight and the truth regarding Edmund and Edgar. Gloucester refers to when, quote, "madmen must lead the blind," unquote, and this ironic description of a state allows us to see his insight. I really like the way Shakespeare uses sight and blindness to develop the plot and subplot of King Lear.
My name is Sinead Sweeney, and I'm from Moyne Community School. My favourite quote in King Lear is, "I am a man more sinned against than sinning," Act 3, Scene 2. This quote makes us deeply empathise with King Lear, as no matter what mistakes he has made or what sins he has committed, he doesn't deserve the cruelness and heartlessness that his evil daughters inflicted on him. He is an old man, a king and a father, and is in no fit state of mind to care for or think for himself. Lear suffered the worst and most brutal filial ingratitude at the hands of his daughters, Goneril and Regan. As his children, they should have cared for Lear and not sinned against him. I think this quote sums up the whole play. Although Lear has sinned, he doesn't deserve the sins committed against him. The quote draws attention to this fact and allows you to sympathise with Lear and realise the true evilness of Goneril and Regan.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.